Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for Twit's annual audience survey, and we want to hear from you. Please visit twit.tv/survey and let us know what you think. It only takes a few minutes, and your anonymous feedback will help us make Twit even better. We thank you so much for your continued support. twit.tv/survey.
Apple Watch, we have some apps that take advantage of the large screen real estate on the iPad. There'll be llamas, piano tuners.
And I will take you for a stroll through the solar system and baladas.
All that and a game for people who like rules. Guess which one of those people likes rules?
On iPad Today! iPad Today is brought to you by Trunk Club. Have the wardrobe you've always dreamed of, handpicked by your own personal stylist. Go to trunkclub.com/twit and join Trunk Club today for free. And by MeUndies. MeUndies is the most comfortable and hip underwear you will ever wear. Check out all the styles and get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/twit.
I was supposed to say.
That was your line? You stepped on my line? Hey, welcome to iPad Today, the show where we talk about the iPad today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're not Sarah Lane.
I am not Sarah Lane.
You are a young Hillary Clinton.
I am a young, very young Hillary Clinton.
I remember you, Megan Maroney.
Yes, I am here because Sarah... Is it South by Southwest?
That lucky girl. She's in Austin, Texas.
She
interviewed Sir Mix-a-Lot. Did you see that?
I didn't see it yet, but I'm impressed. I have South by Southwest FOMO. Do you?
Fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out.
You know, I've been to enough South Bys now that I kind of know what it's like to get really, really drunk, not sure what you did last night, wake up with a headache. I don't need to do that anymore.
Plus, you have Meerkat.
So I have Meerkat.
You can really tune in.
I can watch it nonstop.
Yes.
Did you, we've been talking a lot about Meerkat, and we're not going to make it the app cap today.
No.
Although we probably could. This is the iOS app that just really swept the South by Southwest conference, all the geeks, and I'm sorry to say that even our studios, the Twit studios, everybody's meerkatting. Mike Elgin's meerkatting. Who's that guy?
Jeffrey Needles.
Needles is his name.
He's on the meerkat leaderboard, he will tell you.
Well, let me show you the meerkat leaderboard. By the way, they have an iPad app, which is nice, so you can stream. What it does is live video streaming from your iPhone or your iPad. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool because it immediately tweets that you're streaming, and then all your Twitter fans will follow you, and they can tweet at you. See, there I am right there. But I am syncing. Kevin Rose is going up. Get Vaynerchuk and that Mashable fellow. Vincenzo Landino is a photographer. Mm. I think, I'm not sure what Matt Mazzeo is. Danielle Marilla is also a photographer. There's Mike Elgin. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of funny. There's Alex Lindsay, Jeffrey Needles.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jared Leto, I think that's actually Jared Leto's hair. But it's funny because a lot of it is, as you said, from South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And the weird thing, so somebody's doing it right now. 63 people are watching him. The weird thing is, it doesn't save it afterwards. You can't go back. You have to watch live. It's as if we may have never made a downloadable version of iPad Today.
Mm-hmm. What happens in Meerkat stays in Meerkat.
And also, Twitter doesn't like it too much because last month, Twitter spent $100 million or thereabouts on a similar product called Periscope. Here's a guy. This is what most meerkatting looks like.
It does. The chin.
Somebody's ear.
Someone trying to pretend like they don't think anyone's watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm good at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I have a conspiracy theory.
Yes.
That Twitter is behind Meerkat, and they're trying to get the buzz out and see if people like it, which
before they
do
their own thing.
That is my completely made up conspiracy
theory. It's interesting because one of the things Twitter did over the weekend is pull the plug on Meerkat. Mm-hmm. They used what's called the Twitter social graph. When you first sign up for Meerkat, you sign in through Twitter. That makes it very easy. You don't have to do anything else. And then it will add all the people you follow who are Meerkatters to your list and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do that anymore. You still could sign up very easily. It still tweets. People who chat with you end up tweeting at the same time. But they can't turn that off. I think that Twitter doesn't like it, and I'm very curious to see how long they take to get Periscope out the door now.
I have a question to ask you. Have you read Dave Eggers' novel, The Circle?
No, I have not. I'm a fan of Dave Eggers.
It's, you know, The Circle is supposed to be a fake Google.
Oh, no, I have read that. That's a great,
And you know how they have transparency where everyone wears a camera around their neck so that they all, everyone's always watching everything that you do?
Mm-hmm.
This is what this reminds me of.
It's a little creepy.
It is. I was a fan of Meerkat. I am no longer a
Really?
Fan
You've lost interest?
Yes.
Well, we've talked about it enough on our shows since MacBreak Weekly when we made it their pick of the week that I think we can stop now.
Yes, let's talk about
And Jeff Needles, you can stop. Actually, I've done a lot of it behind the scenes. It's kind of fun to do behind the scenes
stuff.
It is.
I should remind you that most of the studio is also live streaming.
Yeah.
And at a much better quality.
Yeah. that's the funny thing. Meerkat is not new. What was it? Quick? QWIK?
Me Now?
Social
Care? You Now? It does the same thing, I think.
Yeah, there are a lot of other choices out there, and none of them took off. I'm not sure why Meerkat did.
I think because it was really easy, and because of the social things involved in it, so immediately tweets and all the notifications.
I am thrilled that they did an iPad version, because a lot of times apps like that, they don't bother with the iPad.
Yeah.
But they did a nice iPad version. However, we're not here to talk about Meerkat
No,
today.
We are here to talk about visual design.
What's
apps,
that?
Apps that take advantage of the beauty of the iPad, the size of the things you would never, ever be able to put on your Apple Watch. Although my app cap at the end of the show is something that was displayed at the Apple Watch event.
Oh, how funny.
So,
they made a big deal about this, and the new graphics processor unit in the Air 2, the Metal, they called it, which is kind of like their library for game designers to give you very fluid, speedy graphics. So, now, ironically, you have the latest iPad and iPad Air 2.
I do.
I have the original iPad Air. And I think many of these games, I can't really tell. It seemed like they worked just fine on the original iPad Air.
So, well, it's because you don't know how beautiful
I don't,
they are.
I'm missing out. What do you got? Show us one.
Let
me see.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay.
Ladies
this
first.
This is Alta's Adventure. Have you heard of this? This is a new app. It's a new game. Let me find
I've heard very good things about this.
Yeah, it is. Like, I think it's very like Monument Valley.
Well, that's what this stimulated this, by the way. Megan has been watching House of Cards.
Yes. Oh, wait. Are we doing? Yes. Yeah, we'll talk about
and
that.
You
can talk about
House of Cards. Should I mention
that?
We're not going to do Monument Valley. We've done it many times. It was the game of the year for 2014. You've all played it by now. If you haven't, run and get it. But we're watching House of Cards, and all of a sudden, here's the President of the United States. Oh, I shouldn't say that. It's a spoiler. Well, I'll stop there. He's playing.
Kevin Spacey.
Now you've spoiled it if you didn't watch season two. Anyway, we're assuming you've seen at least the first two seasons. We won't spoil the third one.
I thought I was unspoiling it.
No, you spoiled it because we don't know he was the president.
He wasn't.
He's not.
But
he could be. He could be the vice president.
Anyway, a character
named Kevin Spacey is playing Monument Valley. And like, it almost felt like an ad for Monument Valley. They go full screen. They show, and he's talking. They spent a lot of time on it.
Mm-hmm.
It ends up being a fairly important plot point, but I won't go into that.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, it was a big plug for iPad and Monument Valley. And then later on, he says, well, I never play iPad games. We know he plays Call of Duty from season one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play iPad games, but I'd heard about this game, and I started to play it.
Right.
And so we thought, let's try some other visual games.
Yes, let's. So Alta's Adventure is by Snowman. It's a snowboarding game.
This is taking the world by storm.
It is. And you have to collect your llamas. And this, I should mention that it came out before the Llama Chase of 2015.
This.
I am really. You want me to see me do it?
No, this is not Alto's Adventures. There's another llama. So, you know, it's funny. On the MacBreak Weekly, Serenity Caldwell said, have you played this game? And I said,
cool.
I haven't.
There's my flip.
Oh, look! Oh! The trick is to flip without crashing.
Yeah, that is the trick.
Does this get harder and harder?
It does. It gets a little harder. It's, you know, your standard endless runner game, you know.
It reminds me a lot. There was a bicycling game like this years ago.
Oh, no, not Icicle. Icicle, the one where he takes his clothes off.
That one. Yeah, Icicle.
Yeah.
Similar to the Icicle, isn't
it? Right. No one takes their clothes off in this one. Oh, I just missed the rock.
Oh, there's rocks.
It's really hard to play
while you're on TV
at the same time.
That's our excuse. Keep using that.
Yeah.
Look, you got reindeer, too.
I'm going to try the flip again. Come on.
Look, you got to really get some speed up.
Yeah, I think I need to get some speed up.
I think it's funny you're collecting llamas.
Yes, you are collecting llamas. And the colors change. It's a really beautiful game. It's soothing. Because I am not, my kids like the Endless Runner games, and I'm not a
Oh, they're too tense.
Yeah.
Like Temple Run? It's kind of, too
yes,
tense.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So you got your llamas. It's almost like if I do, oh, I want to jump up on that thing. Oh.
What, and if you get good. On the rope, you can
You can you jump can up on the rope, yeah.
Skitch it or whatever.
It's good to play this, too, because I don't know if you've heard, but on the West Coast, we don't have any snow. So actual snowboarding is really, is your phone ringing?
Yeah. I have phones all over here.
And now
know.
They ring on your iPad and on your
Everything's
computer.
Ringing.
Oh,
that's
on,
what
come,
it is. It's
on.
My iPad.
Yeah. That's new with the update. Is it? Isn't it new? Or no?
Yeah, it's continuity handoff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got
mm-hmm.
it. You nailed it.
Yeah, so I recommend it. I think it's $2.99.
My watch rang? Everything rang.
Your watch rang?
It's crazy.
It's $1.99.
$1.99, and everybody must buy it today. By the way, it's not free. It's not freemium. It's obviously it's not free, but there's no in-app purchases.
No, there's no in-app. There is a.
That's it.
You can buy things, but it's with points.
Right.
You know.
I like that.
The workshop.
You know why? Because
you
can let the
kids
play it, and they're not going to bug you.
Right. Like if you want to buy a magnet timer to increase the duration of the coin magnet pickup, that's you're supposed to pick up.
But
those
you have to earn those points to do.
Yes.
It.
Or if you want to get a wing suit.
It really. It's not so much the money, because you could turn off in-app purchases. You can keep them from spending money. But even then, they still bug you.
Right.
And you
right.
say, no, I'm sorry, I forgot the password. And they still bug you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that problem?
Yeah. Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
Michael's playing that.
Yeah.
And he's, like, constantly wants boxes of gems. I said, no, that's $50. But when you're a little kid, you don't know that $50, you don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, that's 400 ice cream cones. And then he goes, oh, well,
yeah,
I'm not
so
going to do that.
It's the worth $1.99.
Do you like puzzle games?
I love some puzzle games.
You're smart, so I figure like Myst. Did you play Myst?
I did, yes, back in the day.
This is kind of Myst-like. It's called Device 6. I don't think it requires metal. Oh, I turned my sound off. Turn the sound up. The game is only playable with the sounds. Before playing, read this. Oh, yeah. Good Lord.
Device 4 manual, but this
it's
is
device
6.
Six.
This is, it's
maybe
like a
that's a
book.
Clue. Do you think that's a clue?
I hope so.
Oh.
Now, would you say this is a game or is it like more of a
it's
book?
A puzzle. It's like a Myst. What would you say Myst was?
Yeah, like a game slash, game slash a story game.
It's not an action game, obviously. No. Okay. Are you puzzled yet? Look, they just scanned my face. Oh, you're supposed to put your head right there, like right there. It's scanning your face. Okay. We have identified you as player 249er. Let's see what happens next. Absolutely nothing. Oh. This is one of those games where there's no instructions. This is a real common thread. You just have to kind of... What am I doing? You remember we did the... this was Simogo. They did the... what was that called? Winter Walk or Forest Walk? I love this. This is very 60s.
Very Mad Men.
What's the name of the guy who does like the North by Northwest?
Hitchcock?
Yeah, but the guy who does the titles
art.
For it. Yeah.
Mm.
It's got a very good spy thing. Boom. Burner, burner. Da 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 da. Okay. Enough with the credits. Bass, isn't it? Bass? Saul Bass. That's
oh, yeah,
name.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Did you get that from your head or the chat room?
I got
Which
it from
head?
My head.
The one inside your skull
I got it from my
or
internal
the one outside
head.
Your skull?
Yeah. I do love this. Just for this alone.
I like your reflection in there.
So as you can probably tell, I have not played this game yet. This was a recommendation from the chat room. Loading... See, you're going to join... Oh, see, I don't like that. I keep having
going
to do this, which is very annoying. Awakening, Chapter 1. Maybe you can help me do the puzzle.
I did play it a few times. I was going to use it on...
Were you puzzled?
I was puzzled. I do like the games with no instructions, though.
I do, too, because I feel like
also.
It's like trusting that you're... It's. I like books like that, too.
Yeah.
Please swipe, maybe that way. Ah. Radio...
I'm playing on mine, too.
She had never played with dolls, yet it was the first thing on Anna's mind when she came to. Oh, yeah. I always like games where they start by you coming to.
Mm-hmm.
A rather unpleasant doll, too. A strange thing. So some narration and exposition. Where in the world am I? I love this.
I think part of the game is switching from landscape to portrait mode, too.
Oh, yeah, because if you do this,
right. I think that
you can see some things here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This, so you would call this, it's interesting, you would call this a game. I would call this a game.
You think it's a book?
No, I just bring it up because, you know, on Friday on Tech News Tonight, we interviewed Zoe Quinn, who created Depression Quest, and she was one of the women was at the center of Gamergate. And
right.
Part of the criticism was that what...
That's not a game?
It's not a game, and it was sort of like a choose-your-own-adventure kind of game.
A game, so, you know what, Checkers is a game.
Right.
Settlers of Catan is a game. This is a game. Left, right. It's a puzzle.
How would you define game?
A game is something you play.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't have to shoot people for it to be a game.
Right.
Depression Quest was kind of interesting because it was really more about, psychology, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Do you want to move on to the next
one? Do you like that kind of thing? Device 6.
Okay, so I'll
$4.99. That's one of the reasons you didn't like it.
This is one of the... I thought it was a little too much, but I have a free app that is similar. It is called True Legends.
And another one where you kind of don't know what's going on?
Yes, and
do
it's like a story.
Do you come to?
Do not come to. So,
I think you know who started that was Kafka.
Oh, like the...
Because Gregor Samsa woke up as a cockroach.
Yeah, this is Kafka-esque. So... you just, pinch and grab. So these are the authors. And
okay. So what? It's like a Prezi.
No, I would not call this a game. I would call this a book, like an interactive book.
Okay.
Piano Tumor Claim.
If there's a puzzle that you can solve in an interactive fashion, that makes it a game.
Yeah, I don't think this is a puzzle that you...
It's more like you
figuring
keep reading.
Out how to do it, which my boys enjoyed. Just how do you pinch and zoom? What do you do?
I like it that we're getting to the point in this technology where... They try stuff that's different, that's non-obvious, you know? I think that's great. One of the things the iPad did, I think, that fosters this is there's no standard user interface. That could be a negative. It's one of the things that sometimes apps are hard to learn because there's no agreed-upon standard. But then it really fosters stuff like this where, of course, there's no user interface. You figure it out as you go.
Right.
And I think that this is very iPad native to do something like
this. Yeah, and I think with the fact that it's free, it's like, I really loved that. I would totally pay $4.99 for something that lasted a little bit longer.
You know what it reminds me of? You must have used this. I know your husband has Prezi. Do you know what Prezi is?
No.
So
I'm surprised that you say he would have used it because he's not...
He doesn't like computers.
No.
It's so funny because Marco, who's a teacher, a high school teacher, is very technically literate. There's no question about that. But he doesn't, pedagogically, he doesn't like computers in the school.
No.
And the school has a one-to-one program. That means every student enters and gets a laptop. So all the kids have laptops. Well, many of the teachers use Prezi at the school. In fact, I know many teachers use it.
He likes computers. He just thinks it's easy to abuse them, and then it's also easy to take them away when they're not being used.
Well, it's a good thing to have as a punishment. So I'm downloading because I don't have it on here. But it's a presentation program, and I've used it for years. It's not free. And in fact, if you really want to use it, it's fairly expensive. It's, I think, $150 a year. But what Prezi does is it lets you create presentations that don't look like PowerPoint, that don't look like Keynote. They don't look like anything you've ever seen before. They kind of look like that book where you're zooming and swirling and twisting. Unfortunately, our internet's so slow. If I could download it, I could get into my Prezi account and show you what they look like. Why don't you show something else?
Okay. Wait,
and I will see
like
if I can get Prezi on here.
Have you ever used MindScope?
Mind mapping program, right?
Have you used that?
Yeah, this is not a mind mapper. This is for presentations.
Okay.
But it kind of has that feeling to it.
All right, well, while you're downloading that, show Windowsill?
Windowsill, spelled weird.
Yes.
One L.
No W, but two L's. And I'm going to move this. So this is another game. I know no W, two L's.
Okay.
Windowsill.
Indo-will?
Windowsill.
Windowsill?
So this is another No Directions. It just starts right here with no...
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that glare. But I'll show you that I figured out a little bit that you pull
the
light
screen
on.
For a little bit. Maybe it won't do that. Yeah, there you go.
Go
away.
There we go. So the point is to get the box into the little hole above the door, and that's what opens the door. So I should have given another spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. If you don't, I'm going to show you how to play this game right now. So just shut your ears and go, nah, 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 unless this kind of thing drives you crazy. Then you can, like, open the curtains. And so you just really tap around and do all the things. I'm going to there's my box. The goal is to get the box into the hole, and that opens the door. This was really fun for me, also fun for all of my children, ages 10 through 12. See the bird? Hello.
Is it like a busy box, or is there actually...
You have to figure out where the... So there's a box, a little square that you need to find somehow. Yeah. And so you just keep pressing things to find that box.
Oh, this is a little bit like Monument Valley kind, or like puzzle.
Yeah, this is... I think the way I found this was I finished Monument Valley, and I bored.
Sad thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Find me something like Monument Valley. So yeah, you could drive
now,
yourself insane.
I was just going to ask: are the kids playing this game going to drive you crazy?
Oh no, I didn't drive me crazy. That's what headphones are for. Headphones.
I'm almost logged into Prezi.
So
you want to show this? I think Prezi. Everybody should know about Prezi. I don't know if we've ever talked about it before, because it's such a great presentation manager.
Oh, there you go. Oh, he had the box.
So what ages is this? This seems like this would engage an adult.
Zero to
100.
I'd say zero to Hillary Clinton. That she's 100.
Toilet paper?
Yeah, you wipe off.
Pizza? Gift? Easter egg? So you're looking for the square again in here.
Yeah, so I'm acting like but this has been hours of work to get here.
You knew what to do. There it is. What?
I know.
What the heck? So you just have to try stuff?
Yeah.
There's no logic?
You just have to try stuff. It's persistence.
Oh, that would kill me. I would kill somebody. How did you... What?
Hours.
And then you match... Okay, now it's like a lock, right? You're going to match it up.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You got to fill up all the holes, then you match it up here. Or something.
There we go. And then
you put that... Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So this is for the master puzzler, obviously.
Yes. Here.
How many hours?
Two fingers.
This took you hours to solve.
Yeah, it did. Did you finish downloading? Because I could keep going here.
Yeah, I do have Prezi, if you will.
Okay. All right, let's go on. Nothing to see here.
Nothing.
All right, so now if you were closing your ears because you didn't want me to give away the puzzle, you can
watch
you can
now. Oh, no, look, you can tell what she's going to die. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Prezi.
So, my Prezis are not as good as the top-of-the-line best examples of Prezi. So, they give you some featured Prezis. But I've used this for talks on cruise ships and others. Let's see, what one would you like to do? Prezi Designs. So, I don't even know what this is.
B2B.
Don't be to be like Narcissus. Mm. So, imagine you're presenting this on a big screen, okay? All right, we're going to press that. And we're zooming in. Ooh. Did you see that? And then when you can... So there's two ways to do a Prezi. You can follow the path that the presenter has created, or you can browse around inside it and zoom in. And you can go into stuff, and stuff can be inside. There can be little tiny slides inside the big slides. It's kind of a wild... And if I wonder what the you see, this is the whole presentation here.
When I host with Sarah next Saturday, I'm going to put one together to impress her.
You should. I don't know if she knows about
this.
So it was still loading. That's why that was why it was empty. So don't be to be like Narcissus. Let me see if I can just stay on track. In Greek mythology, blah blah blah. If you keep tapping, you'll go through the presentation as the presenter wanted it. But the thing that teachers like about this. And this is loading. That's why it's taking so long. Is that if a student says, well, wait a minute, what about this? You could say, oh, yeah, let's go back. Let's go back to this and talk a little bit about this. We can annotate it. You can, as you're doing the slideshow, you can actually interact with it and modify it.
Mm.
So it's a really interesting. This is something wrong with it,
I guess.
So
you could edit other people's, like, to make.
Yeah, I mean, you can. I could, yeah. Although you'd probably want to start with your own. It's a good idea to. It's free to download and free to get these featured presentations. In fact, one you'd really want to watch is Prezi Design Strategies, because that will help you understand maybe a little bit more about what this is all about. It's really quite fascinating. and an interesting way to present your ideas. I think, you know, I stopped using PowerPoint and Keynote because people were reading the slides and it just felt like I felt like it was a crutch. But this is so interesting, and you could see why teachers – do you see that? You could see how that can grab a student. There's little slides hidden within the big – what?
Oh, yeah.
You see? So it's kind of like that game you were sharing. That's what made me think of this.
Yeah.
I really love Prezi. And the only negative is it is fairly expensive to get a full subscription to it, although I would imagine schools can do you know, special deals and students can get special deals.
Yeah, so this reminded you of the True Legends.
Yeah, because you were digging through the book, right?
Yes. So, yeah, Windowsill, the game that I just showed you, is $2.99. I think it's worth it. I think you can also play it online. Like, just as a website.
Finally.
You have one more.
Solar Walk. Let's take a walk through the solar system. We showed you Star Walk, which is great. Solar Walk is much like Star Walk and does benefit from metal and a fast, as you can see. Okay. A fast iPad 2. But it really is cool. You're actually going to take a trip. There's the Earth. We can learn a little bit more about the Earth.
So this is the full version, not the... There's a free version.
There's a free version. Get the full version. It's $2.99. It's not very expensive. And again, for students or people who... I don't know. I love exploring maps and stuff like this. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I think I can really see this used in a school also.
Absolutely.
My kids enjoy... They have tried Solar Walk. They tried Star Walk. And Solar Walk, I have not bought the full version.
It's $2.99. But then there's, as you can see, in-app purchases, which should add up... considerably.
You can buy Mars. You can buy an Apollo.
You can buy
an actual...
Well, you already have Mars, but you can buy the Mars missions overlaid on top of it. This is pretty cool. These guys have really figured out how to do it. I would get the bundles and not go piecemeal on something like this.
Does it warn you a lot to buy more stuff?
No, I actually went into it. It doesn't ask you.
Okay, good.
Here's Ganymede, one of the moons of Jupiter. We can go and get up close and personal with Ganymede.
And how is it different than Star Walk?
Well, it's just the solar system. It's the solar walk.
Got it.
Right? And if you, I mean, in the detail that you're going to get, you know, of things like moons is fascinating. So that's Solar Walk. I think a lot of schools use stuff like this. You're playing with it already.
This is Star Walk. I do have...
There's some solar system in the Star Walk.
Yeah, but it's more stars.
But it's more about stars.
Yeah. Really cool.
And you can do the same thing you can do with Star Walk, which is go through the time scale. So if you want to watch, for instance, see where the positions of the planets are at any given time of day or calendar date, you can do that. Or go right to the end of the universe and watch the sun explode.
So you can see like what will be happening on your birthday and that kind of thing.
Yeah, where everything is. Find out where Uranus is on your birthday. Many people would like to know that.
Where can everyone find the links to these apps?
You're supposed to tell me that because I, even though I've been doing this show for years, I don't know.
I think at twit.tv/iPad today.
Yes, I think you're right.
IPT.
Or IPT. Yeah, we do the short one.
Yes.
YouTube.com/iPad today also, or wherever you get those lovely podcasts like iTunes. And every episode's there. We put show notes there, so we put all the links as well. So last week's show with me and Sarah, you could find the links to all the little things we talked about. Right there.
And the show comes on 12:30 Pacific time.
The show's floating all over the place. And that's, I apologize to you. Normally, it'll be, in fact, next Saturday, it'll be you and Sarah Lane at 2:30 on Saturday. And then the following week. But the problem is Sarah, unfortunately, has a job. How dare she? She got a job at TechCrunch, and it's been calling her away an awful lot. So,
but she will be here Saturday.
When she's not here, we'll do it Monday. We'll figure it
out. So this Saturday you can see Sarah and I live.
That'll be fun.
And I'm going to make a Prezi, so I'm real organized.
You should try the Prezi. I really like it. Ask Marco if they've used
it. Yeah, he probably
has. A lot of the teachers use it. It's kind of cool.
Yes.
I know he doesn't like to do the things. Prezi. Or if you're a Canadian, Prezi.
Mm-hmm.
No, they say Zed, don't they? Prezi.
And if people want to email us, how do they do that? iPad today at twit.tv?
No. iPad Today. Is that right? Do you have it written down there?
I have it written down on iPad Today.
That's it.
And there's a lot of email. I've been going through it. It's very interesting.
Well, that's because we've never. I never knew really where it was.
I think Sarah did. Pretty sure.
We'll get to some emails in just a little bit. Our show today brought to you by... Did you see me open the trunk? You know what we should do? Let's roll a little video of me opening the trunk that I got from Trunk Club.
I didn't see it. I would like to.
So cool. The idea is... Guys, I know. Just, can we talk? We need a little help with styling. You know what I'm saying? I always thought it'd be... I could be natty if I only had somebody who had a good eye help me buy stuff. That's what Trunk Club does. With Trunk Club, you get your own personal stylist, Robin, my stylist. She called me and we talked on the phone. She asked me, I went through a questionnaire on Trunk Club, what styles I like, what kind, am I a slub? I think they had schlub, preppy, no, I don't remember what this, but you go through your different styles. I talked to Robin and I explained different things, like I'm really fat, and she said, no problem. And then she puts up a web page that is kind of like Hot or Not, where you go, I like that, I don't like that, I like that, I don't like that. Then, look at this. She puts together a trunk. This is my trunk. We'll show the video. This is my trunk from the Trunk Club. I opened it up. There were sweaters in there. There were shirts in there. There were shoes. I loved them. Now, here's the beauty part. You don't pay anything until you send the trunk back. And you only pay for the stuff you keep. If you don't like anything, send it back. No cost to you. But if you, and they pay the shipping and everything. If you pick out I picked out three beautiful merino wool sweaters, V-neck sweaters, a couple of great shirts. I kept the shoes. I love the shoes. I just love it. Trunkclub.com/twit to meet your stylist and get your first trunk of fabulous clothes shipped for free. Once your trunk arrives, you have 10 days to try things on at home. You keep what you like and return the rest free of charge. It's free to join. Shipping and returns are free. There's no minimum purchase. And this is the thing I like best. There's no subscription. You order it when you're in the mood. You say, you know, I need some more stuff. Let me call my stylist, Robin. She's great. She's L.A. Very, you know, she really had some great suggestions. And she'll handpick some clothes for you, send you the trunk. You only pay for what you keep. Trunkclub.com/twit. If you saw the shirt, the sweater I wore yesterday, I've been wearing it like crazy. I love it. Trunkclub.com/twit. In fact, when I sent him back, she said, okay, I got a better idea of what you like. Let me know when you're ready for trunk two. I've got some new stuff that I think you'll like. So maybe next time we'll do the ad, I'll have a new trunk. Trunkclub.com/twit.
Excellent. So we want to talk about what's been going on in iPad land?
Yes. What's the news across the nation?
iOS 8.2. That happened. That was announced last Monday.
Mostly that feels like it's for the watch.
Yeah, and you don't have that. You don't get when you do the update.
It's
a little
frustrating because you also get the watch app.
And you can't get rid of it.
And you can't get rid of it.
Can't get rid of it.
And you don't have the watch.
And it doesn't do anything.
Now, I don't think it puts the watch app on the iPad because it's really for the iPhone.
It does not.
So you won't have it on your iPad, but you will have it on your iPhone. And then I feel like that just makes one more app icon that I have to hide.
Mm-hmm.
I hide a lot of the Apple ones because I use Google Maps, not Apple Maps.
Mm-hmm. And Mail. You hide that. Don't use Mail.
I don't use Mail. I use Boxer, so I hide that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use the Stocks app because I have no money, mm-hmm. so I hide that.
I was reading someone, they don't use the podcast app, which I think is fine.
There's better ones. There's Overcast. There's a lot of better choices out there. What I've done is I create on a distant page,
mm-hmm.
far, far away, I create a folder called Apple, and I put the stuff I don't use very much. Yeah. Compass. I don't use the Compass.
My folder's called Nonsense.
Really?
Yes. Steve Kovac, who I've interviewed on Tech News Today, he has a poop emoji. That's what he calls his his garbage folder.
Yeah, that's so fine. At least you could do that, but it does take up space, which kind of bugs me.
But yeah, the update, you should do the update on your iPad, don't you think?
There are security features of the 8.2 update.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing is Apple will kind of be gentle at first,
mm-hmm.
and then over time gets a little more insistent about you doing the update. It is always a good idea to do these updates.
It is.
Even though you're on your iPhone, you're going to get a watch app that
right.
you, maybe
right.
you
can't
really
get rid
want.
Of. The other news, iOS 8.3 is in public beta for the first time. It's invite only.
Yeah, and I told you not to do it.
Right, because then I couldn't talk about it.
So it's that weird thing where you kind of have an NDA because and so for journalists it's probably not. So I don't do the I let other people break their NDAs.
Right.
I don't do the NDA.
When you said break, I was going to think I would be afraid it would break things.
I think it's probably fairly stable, but that's another disincentive is, yeah, whenever you're using a pre-release version of a operating system, iOS included, you run a risk. 8.3 is going to, let's see, 8.4 is going to bring Beats. So what is 8.3 going to bring?
That's a really good question.
Pilgrims.
I don't know. The diverse emojis, or they came at 8.2, I think.
I don't know. Have we got the new emojis yet?
That's a good question.
Let me look at the keyboard, because that's kind of interesting, isn't it? You can have emojis. Up to now, the emojis, which were created in Japan, and have a very they're very Japanese-centric.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And including the fact that all the people in it are white. So they've decided to make a range of colors in the emojis.
I thought the people were yellow. The people started yellow.
Okay, I just want to say one thing. Even Japanese people don't think Japanese people are yellow.
Just like the yellow happy face is yellow.
No.
Like the smiley.
I think the people are not yellow.
But the happy...
The happy face is yellow.
Okay.
But that's not what you're going to get to change.
Okay, like the Russian guy with the hat.
Yeah, he's white.
Got it.
You could make him yellow, but that's nobody's in the world is actually yellow.
Right.
I think that's a common mistake. I'm more yellow than many people, but that's only... I'm more sallow than yellow.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I don't think there's much yellow. Anyway.
I've been getting this all wrong. Okay, let's move on to...
The happy faces are yellow, though. You're
they
right.
They are. They're always yellow.
I don't think
it's
we're
going to
get different
issues.
Color happy faces.
Oh.
Are we?
I don't know. I think I spend way too much time talking about emojis.
You know how you find out? You have to add the emoji keyboard.
Right.
If you haven't done that, it's very simple. In the settings, you go to...
Something useful, you're going to show up.
This also bugs me. You never know, do you, whether a setting is here in the outside world or somewhere inside general. And, of course, keyboard is in general.
I'm hearing from the chat room that the new emojis are...
Are not out?
They're 8.3.
Ah, so that's what you'll get, the new emojis. So you can add a new keyboard, and, of course, that's how you would add Blippi and Swift Key and Swipe. But you also want to make sure you add your emoji keyboard. And that way, when you're typing, let's go somewhere and I can type something. Reminders. Let's type a reminder. That way, when you're typing, you can change to the other keyboard. Because I only have two, my secondary keyboard
is... You should remind yourself to cry like Holly Hunter in Broadcast News. Regular crying.
Regular crying. Let me see if I can find some Japanese people. And see what color they are in the emojis right now. I think the issue is we want to have a range of skin tones, don't we?
Mm-hmm. And they're different family groupings.
But this is
also
another complaint, right? They don't have hot dogs, but they've got that. What is that? That's a weird food. That's not an American... They've got a bento box.
So they're... What
but
you're saying
no hot
is
dog.
They've modernized the emojis, but they haven't westernized them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And?
They do have a chocolate chip cookie, though. And the other thing is emojis, you know, if you look at the emoji description, it will say French fries, but it's up to each company. Google does theirs, Twitter does theirs, Apple does theirs to decide what those French fries exactly look like. Mm-hmm. There's a hamburger, there's pizza, but there's no hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you'd want if you care about that. That's a rugby ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a football, basketball. I'm looking for people. There's the Japanese bride and groom. There's Santa Claus.
Yes.
But he's kind of pink.
In the new one, he will be able to... You'll press on him, and then you'll be able to see the different colors.
Right. You'll have a shade choice.
Including Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. There's no Easter bunny.
Hmm.
There's a fish. There's a...
One's meerkatting.
There's fish kites. Yeah.
Have you heard of the new Steve Jobs documentary that debuted yesterday at South by Southwest?
Now, I haven't. Now, so there have been several now. There's the one where they have found the lost interview. There's like an hour of Steve Jobs being interviewed by Cringely, I think. There's, of course, the Ashton Kutcher abomination.
Yeah, no, this is a documentary.
There's another fictional film coming out, Aaron Sorkin's Steve Jobs. Alex Gibney.
The Smartest Man in the Room, the Enron documentary.
And where did he get the problem is we've seen so much of the Steve Jobs footage. I think it'd be hard to find anything new. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Are they going to put this on Netflix or somewhere we can see
it? That's a good question. It just debuted yesterday. It's out by Southwest. There's some...
Well, he doesn't look exactly like Steve. Oh, that is Steve. Right?
Yeah, it's a documentary. So
they are warm.
Not a mockumentary.
They sing to you when you're
this,
alone.
I think there have been some criticism of the... this guy is...
In those 3 years together, I packed in a decade or two of
experience. There's been criticism of it so far.
Is that Walter Isaacson? Who is that?
No, that is not. That is...
Oh, he's going to cry.
I don't know who that is, but someone that worked with Steve Jobs.
It was a life well and
fully lived. And he does get upset.
I will. I'm very interested. I would like to see it. I watch everything with Steve in it.
Shall we talk about the Cortana news of the week?
But you surprised me that I didn't know there was Cortana news. I got a lunchbox and some pie from Microsoft.
I guess maybe this was late. Maybe when you're during your weekend. Cortana will be released on iOS later this year.
I did hear that. And we have Siri already. We even have Google Now, the Google voice, so might as well add Cortana.
I think Cortana will be better than Siri.
Do you think
she's a digital assistant. She isn't just answering your questions and answering them wrong and saying you don't have any messages when you know you have messages,
I don't think
Siri.
You like Siri. I think you have an issue with Siri.
I have Siri issues. Yes, I do. Once she read me my text messages when I was driving home from San Francisco, and that was helpful. And since then, it's just, it's been utter frustration.
Well, maybe you should start seeing other speech assistants.
Right, Court. Well, I was a fan of OK Google when I had my Android phone, which I still have, but don't use on a regular basis.
Cortana is Windows Phone. It's going to be in Windows 10, which is interesting.
Yes.
And I've used it a little bit. I don't find there's much difference, frankly. They all promise a lot, but they don't deliver.
Really? She doesn't? Have you asked? Have you asked? Maybe you're not asking her the right questions.
What should I ask her?
I don't know. To find your photos from November 2008 and show them
nice.
Or something?
Yeah.
Isn't that what she's supposed to do?
Yeah.
So you're not as excited about that.
No.
What about the news from The Intercept about
It feels like you're like throwing stories up to see, are you interested in this?
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Does this interest you at all?
I've done a lot of work.
You have.
I am
impressed.
What about the CIA trying to break into iPhones and
iPads?
This
was a very interesting
iPads
article.
Also.
Yeah. We talked a little about this on Security Now on Wednesday. Of course, you it's not a surprise that federal law enforcement or law enforcement of any kind wants to see into encrypted stuff. And Apple has, for a long time, said, no, we're going to scramble our stuff. For a while, Apple could see it. Now even Apple can't read your stuff, they say. One of the revelations was that the CIA had crafted a special version of Xcode. That's the programming tools that people who write software for iOS, Android, and OS X. Not Android. iOS and OS X. I don't know why I threw Android in there. They use Xcode. And I don't know how you would do this. But the CIA made a version of Xcode that would automatically put malware into the applications. I understand how that would work. But how would you convince somebody to use this phony Xcode? Because Xcode, while it doesn't come with a Macintosh, is something you download from the App Store. You're pretty sure you got the right one, I would guess. They'd have to kind of either sneak it onto somebody's machine or trick them into downloading Xcode from darkserver.net, CIA.com. And I don't know if that'd be... probably a very easy thing to do. Did you hear that Tim Cook offered Steve Jobs a piece of his liver?
I did hear that. I did hear that.
With some fava
and
beans
he said no.
And a fine Chianti? And he said no.
Yeah.
He said, it was interesting because Cook said, Steve has only yelled at me about five times in his life, only yelled at me. And this is I was shocked because he yelled at me. He said, don't mention it again. I am not taking your liver. Turns out the liver is a regenerative organ.
Uh-huh.
So and Steve was dying of liver cancer. He needed a new liver. In fact, it ended up getting a transplant. But Tim said, you can have some of mine because they're a good match. Apparently, same blood type. And this kind of surgery is often very effective. Both the donor and the recipient's livers will regenerate, grow in time. So you don't lose your liver. You just take a little part of it. But it can grow into a full-sized, this is disgusting, liver. Anyway, Steve, who was, pretty forceful when he didn't want something, said, no, under no circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim brought this up as kind of an example of how selfless Steve could be.
Would you offer me part of your liver?
No way.
I would offer you mine. I would.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
you just said it was regenerative.
Yeah,
regenerative.
It grows back.
Yeah.
No, actually, this is I think this procedure is fairly safe-ish.
Okay.
I'll give you a kidney.
Okay, thanks.
I'll tell you what. A half a liver and one kidney.
Okay, good.
But only if you need it.
Okay, yeah.
Don't ask for it if you don't need it.
We won't need it.
No.
I knocked some wood there.
Yeah.
All right, well, we already...
Steve did not want to do a liver transplant either. One of the reasons I feel that Steve did not survive his cancer was that he... for a long time refused to use traditional medicine and used alternative therapies instead, which were not effective.
But he did get the transplant.
Eventually. It was a little too late.
Yeah.
Sad.
I have a little bit more news that I'll try to impress you with.
All right. How about another story?
Then
I'm going to show you my underwear. That will be impressive.
Okay. I'll go as slowly as possible through these last few news stories. Some of Amazon Game Studios games are going to be on the iPad soon. Is that new?
I have
these games. Are you impressed with that?
I've never played them.
They look really cool.
They're
not available now.
Dangerous Battles.
But they will be something that
Tofu
you should...
Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So right now you cannot get Amazon Game Studios on the iPad, or is that not accurate?
I don't believe you can. I think that they are for the Fire.
So maybe they're giving up on that.
Yeah, maybe.
They're realizing the iPad
hot
is...
Hot Gen. Oh, actually, this looks good. This is a platformer. I like this kind of game. Tofu Fury. You play a cube of tofu. Okay, I don't want to see the pitch menu for this. All right. You're a karate-wielding, nunchuck-wielding cube of tofu.
I don't know. I like tofu.
Are you firm or silky?
All right, and do you use Wonderlist, the app?
I love Wonderlist. I don't use it, but I do love it a lot.
Yeah,
I use AnyDo.
Oh, yeah.
For my to-do list. But Wonderlist is supposed to be very good. I played with it when it came out.
And they have a new app for the iPad.
What do they have?
A new app, new design.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I can show you it because I started playing with it, and you might see all my private to-dos.
How do you, you're a mother of three.
How do I do it, Leo?
How do you do it? I mean,
it's a
full-time gig. And
Wonderlist.
I would imagine to-do lists would be very helpful in your life.
Yeah, so here's Wonderlist.
Can you share this? Now, this is important. Can you share it with Marco?
Yes, you can.
So you can assign him chores. I think that's really important.
Yeah, assigning chores. Mm-hmm. Share. There's the share button.
Movies to watch. That's a good list. Do you have anything on that list? You know what you should have on that list?
Big Hero 6.
I can't believe you. La la la. Can't believe you didn't see that. That's the Big Hero 6.
Well, right. As we've discussed, my kids saw it twice with other people. And I was going to use it as my... It's my birthday. We get to watch whatever I want. But instead...
What did you watch?
We watched Modern Family, but not the most recent season.
Did you see... Have you seen yet the Modern Family of last week that was all on a Mac?
I didn't. We discussed it last time I was hosting for Sarah. We discussed that it was going to happen, but I haven't seen it.
So Lisa and I sat down. We are a modern family to watch it.
You are a modern family.
It drove me nuts. I could not get through more than 5 minutes of it. And I'll tell you why. It's not so much that it was all... Well, first of all, it is a little weird because it's very constrained. You're on a laptop screen and it's all FaceTime and tweets. And the mother, what's her name?
Claire.
Is stuck at the airport, and so she's FaceTiming home and messaging, and her daughter's up to no good, and you know the usual Modern Family stuff. But it's swooping in on the screen very quickly. There's a lot of whoop, 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 and it made me nauseous. It was not good.
Interesting.
I don't think it worked, and I'm curious. Did anybody else? Did you see it at home? It was just too much swooping around and bouncing. You agree, Jason? Yeah, I feel like I couldn't watch it.
Oh.
And I also feel like it was such a gimmick that it really ruined the story. Mm. So it just made me nuts. And I guess Dr. Morbius in our chat room agrees.
The mouse movement drove.
Well, just all the movement. It was a lot of swiping and swooping and zooming. And that's what they had to do because they wanted to have full screen on the FaceTime and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cornball jokes.
Interesting. Yeah.
Not my cup of tea.
Not that I want to keep bringing up House of Cards, but I do. The other Claire wife in the other
show.
There's
two Claires.
There was an episode I was watching yesterday where she was like so fakely texting.
Yeah.
It's so annoying when they're just like, mm-mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, just actually text someone. I'm sure there's someone you have to text.
Now, I think Claire Underwood has an iPhone. But Frank has, Doug definitely has a Windows phone.
The desperate characters have Windows phones.
Oh, is it all the desperate characters have Windows phones?
Yes.
Okay. But isn't everybody in House of Cards somewhat desperate?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think Ed Bott was the one who tweeted that all the desperate characters have Windows phones.
Well, they did that on 24. I don't know if you remember.
No.
The terrorists all had PCs.
Oh.
And the good guys all had Macs. But I don't think it was quite so blatant on
House of Cards. Well, in the first season of House of Cards, everyone definitely had only iPhones and only Macs.
It was all
Macs.
OS.
Yeah.
iOS.
And then now I think they've...
Obviously, Microsoft got to them.
Molly Wood. Molly Gannon. Molly Gannon, who's the actress in... House of Cards, not Molly Wood, the New York Times reporter.
Who does Molly Gannon play?
I don't want to do any more spoilers.
Don't tell me. She plays a character.
The brown-haired woman.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I know who she is.
There's two brown-haired
women.
She's
a reporter.
No, she's not a reporter. She was the one that was in the military.
Got it.
And then now she's a politician. Yes. She also has a Windows phone. She's a member of Congress. Yes.
And she has Windows phone?
Yes.
So that means she's not going to be a good person in the long run?
I don't think.
I think Ed Bott's wrong. Mm-hmm. I think some of the sympathetic characters also have Windows phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? There's a horrible product placement. You haven't gotten into it yet. I think it's in the second to last or last episode, where they have a very blatant Samsung tablet.
Oh.
And the federal law enforcement agent swipes he's showing somebody the screen and he swipes it to the big screen TV. It's like they almost stop the action say, watch what I can do with my new Samsung tablet and Samsung TV.
All right.
It
well,
was
speaking
terrible.
Of product placement,
yes.
I think we should talk about your underwear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about product placement. I am wearing MeUndies right now and I would show them to you, but they're so comfortable. I don't want to.
Thank you.
MeUndies is kind of an interesting... We spend a lot of time in underwear. Let's face it. I spend almost all the time in underwear, except when I get in the bath. Because it's comfy, or it ought to be. Wouldn't it be nice to have the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear that looks good, that's stylish? I'm talking MeUndies. Great fitting underwear. It's 2 times softer than cotton. It's not cotton. It's modal or modal. M-O-D-A-L. This is a new fiber made from beech wood trees. Oh, that's a big difference. You don't want the birch wood underwear. The beech wood trees in the Austrian Alps. And they make it in a CO2 neutral process with a low carbon footprint. Their spun dyed fiber process saves water and energy. So these are, but you know, who cares? Who cares? If it weren't comfortable, it's got to be comfortable. And it is. It is a really great fabric that not only feels softer than cotton, but wicks away moisture. So you're always staying cool and comfy. I love them. I will not go back to regular underwear. I wear MeUndies all the time, and I want you to try them too. For men and women, funky, polka dots, plaid, stripes, I got them all. I got underwear with little mustaches on them.
Mm-hmm.
MeUndies, they're so cool. Dozens of colors. Check the photos yourself at MeUndies.com/twit. Look at these. They're so cute. So cute. And you don't even know what I'm wearing. I'm wearing the best undies in the world. Get yourself some good underwear. Go to MeUndies.com/twit. Get 20% off and free shipping on your first order. You'll save even more if you buy a pack. And they guarantee you'll be happier. Your first pair is free. That's 20% off. Go to MeUndies.com/twit. And we thank MeUndies for their support of iPad Today. See, it's hard because MeUndies wants to do product placement. They are, in fact, doing product placement.
Mm-hmm.
But no one knows.
And let's keep it that way. So you know who else supports this show?
Who?
Viewers like you.
Yes.
And you.
Yes. Keep doing it.
Yeah. You guys send in some amazing emails. Do you want to read the emails or would you like me
you
to read
You read
it?
Them. You're doing such a great job. Just enjoying sitting back and watching it happen.
Okay. So last week you and Sarah were talking about how it was frustrating that... you purchased Big Hero 6, but then which platform you bought it in, and then...
Yeah, so, so if you buy it on iTunes, you have to watch it on an Apple TV or Apple device. That's fine if that's all you've got, but I also have Rokus. Rokus don't do Apple TV, but they will do Amazon. I can't... You know, it's all confusing. And then the Chromecast will do Google, but not Amazon.
Not
My
Apple
Xbox
TV.
does Amazon, but not Google. So I got all these different ways. So the decision is, okay, I want to buy the movie. Mm-hmm. And I obviously, I want to buy it and watch it right now. So I'm not going to go down to the movie store and buy a DVD. And I don't even, DVDs, come on. I want to have it in my digital library.
I've had the same problem with Disney movies. I've bought them with old iTunes accounts, and then I no longer have that account, and then they're
That's
gone.
That's worse. Then yes. You can't even use it.
Right. So Keith wrote...
So what do you do? What does Keith do?
Keith says, I wanted to mention Leo's statement about purchasing Big Hero 6 and being frustrated. Disney has a back-end service called Disney Movies Anywhere. It allows you to watch your digital Disney library across multiple devices.
Oh, that's cool.
At launch, it only supported iTunes, but now it supports Google Play and Vudu. Which I assume you can watch on Roku.
Yes, I can do Vudu on Roku.
And then you have to link your accounts with your Disney Movie Anywhere's accounts.
Okay.
It takes the pressure off where to buy the movie.
Do you buy it from Disney?
Yes, you buy it at this.
But they'll let you play it on those other ones.
Right.
All right.
And Amazon's still not supported. But the service is at DisneyMoviesAnywhere.com, and there's an app for iOS and Android. And it supports Chromecast.
It's almost like you had, four different kinds of DVD players. And you had to decide, well, which DVD player do I want to use this movie with? It's not a good solution. It's not a good system. But maybe this is the way
for
to
Disney,
solve this.
It's
good for Disney.
Way, yes.
But it's only for Disney. It wouldn't help me with
for
other
now.
Movies.
Yes. Yeah. Are there any other movies?
No. Bambi forever. Do you let Annabella watch Bambi, the unedited version?
She is 12 years old, so she's watching Pretty Little Liars at this point.
What? How about Huck and Finn? Mick and Huck.
Huck and Milo.
Milo and Finn.
they have no more interest in Bambi, sadly.
Yeah.
But they do like Disney movies.
So what I did, and this was the day of VHS tapes, I actually had Bambi on probably a VHS, another VHS player, and I dubbed it one or the other, and I paused it before the scene, the traumatic scene, no spoilers here, where Bambi's mother, and I just cut that out.
Yeah.
Now, admittedly, that makes the rest of the movie incomprehensible, but she's 4. And I just didn't want her to go through the trauma, because I remember that was traumatic for me.
Mm. So you're projecting your own childhood experiences on your children.
Yeah.
I never do that.
I cut out, all the bad stuff, where the bare necessities, and he's walking around in his underwear. Cut that out.
Wow.
If it had been me undies, maybe not. I wanted my children to grow up free of anxiety.
Mm.
Probably should have stopped drinking and shooting guns in the house. But
So Robert wrote, you guys were talking about collaboration tools last week. He said you forgot to mention Evernote.
Love it.
Well, then you probably already know.
And I have done this. You can share a note. Mm-hmm. I've shared notes. So, for instance, we're going on a vacation this summer. Lisa keeps asking me, where are we going? And I keep telling her, we're going to the Bergs. And she says, what's that? And so I said, I have it in Evernote. I have our complete itinerary. I shared it out to her.
So what's better, Evernote or AnyDo?
That's different.
Okay.
So Evernote is a general purpose note-taking app. So you could put to-do lists in there, but AnyDo is more, we also use Google Keep, believe it or not, which is another way of, we do our shopping list in Google Keep. It's nice to have a shared somewhere where you can do shopping lists or to-do lists and things like that. We have a house to-do list in Google Keep. But you could do that in Evernote. You could also do it in AnyDo.
You need a shared system for all your collaboration tools. Which collaboration tool are we going to use
this week?
Which collaboration tool?
It's on iTunes.
I have tried Evernote. It isn't something that's stuck with
really?
Me.
Really? Interesting. I live in Evernote. I put everything in Evernote.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good example. I'm going on a trip. I do the itinerary in Evernote, and then I'll do the research. As I'm doing research, looking up, I'll put Wikipedia entries or other historical information. I'll put it all in Evernote because then I have it. And the reason I do that is it's on every device. Mm. So I have it here. I have it on my desktop. I have it on my phone. Everywhere I use. In fact, there's even Evernote for Android Wear. So I can see on my watch, I can see.
Oh, that's
we're
good.
In a castle. That's what it says here.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Robert. Robert also thanks you for all your hard work, Leo.
Oh,
you and your team.
No.
Mm-hmm,
he does. Thank you, Robert. You're very welcome. It's not hard work, as you probably can tell.
Maybe it should be a little harder.
We should work a little more.
So, like I said before, we want to hear from you. iPad today at twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail, 757-504-iPad. iPad. And send links. And you can also upload videos. And now we're putting on hats, apparently.
And you know why?
AppCap.
AppCap time.
This is a very tiny hat.
Well, so is this. Maybe let's trade.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because maybe this will fit you, and that'll fit me. Let's just see if this
fits. You're really spending a lot of money. I saw this hat at the dollar store.
I feel like I'm in the Tres Amigos.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is the part of the show when we wear hats.
It does at least it fits you.
Yeah, it fits really well.
I think you're wearing it backwards.
Really? Yeah. No, because there's a tag.
No. No, the other way. There you go. No. No. Put the point. No. No, you've ruined it.
What?
Now you look like crazy Guggenheim.
I look like Gilligan, I think.
Hey, Gilligan. Hey, little buddy. What's your app cap this week?
Mine?
Yeah.
Great question. What is my... Oh, rules. I like to follow rules.
So you, wait a minute. Are you really a rule? I think you are a rule follower.
I am a rule follower.
I think I know that about you.
I am. So at the Apple Watch event last Monday, they showed off a game on the watch called Rules. And Juan from Colombia, he saw the app displayed on the Apple Watch, and he wanted me to review it.
So you can play this on the watch or on your iPad.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I love it. All right.
I haven't played it on the Apple Watch yet.
No one has.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a Game Center game.
Well,
that's so other people.
Yeah, I don't need to play that.
No.
Okay, so the rules, there's a rule. Rule one, tap numbers in descending order.
Tap numbers in descending order.
Then you're going to do that, and then you're going to follow. You have to remember the rules.
All the rules.
Yeah.
Oh, you're an expert. You've been playing this for Okay.
For days. Descending order.
Eight. Uh-oh, you got a nine now. You're screwed. No, you're dead. Oh, no.
No, I'm not dead.
You went up.
I can make some mistakes. I'm not
flawless. Oh, you're allowed mistakes? Okay.
But I just have to get under the time. It would say flawless if I made no mistakes.
You're an expert.
So, then I got to get... So, that was descending order, and then this rule is tap greens.
Tap greens. Just greens.
Then I have to do descending order.
Oh, I see. Then the next rule goes. Oh, man, this is hard. This is for a rule follower.
Yes. Okay, so descending order. Greens, descending order.
Okay.
Odd numbers.
Odd numbers, then the greens, then the greens.
Okay, you're going to help
me. And then the descending order. 10, 8, 4. Good.
Okay.
So you're good. That was good.
Tap nines.
Tap nines. Okay, nines. Then greens.
Odds?
No, odds. Odds. Then greens. And then descending order, 10, 8, 6, 6. Oh, that was pretty damn good.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, animals. I'm definitely going to need some help with
this. Tapping animals.
Robots are not animals.
No robots. There's a kitty cat.
Okay, then
kitty
odd cat. Numbers? Was it?
Is that a monster
no,
or an animal?
No, those are monsters.
Okay.
Was it odd numbers?
Yeah.
No.
It no.
Was,
green.
Well, nines.
Nines.
Then odd numbers. Oh,
then
my gosh,
greens.
Now I'm running
like... Oh, time is up.
Oh, failed to
That's hard.
It is hard. Can you imagine playing it on a watch?
That's like Simon Says.
It's like, if you didn't want an Apple Watch before, I am sure you want one now. Because imagine you're just sitting there and you're like...
You could play it, though, on an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it fun? I really like it. It's called The Rules. It's $2.99. Totally worth it. I think good for kids.
I love that. I'm going to get that. Although I could see it might be a little frustrating after a while. You're like...
Yeah. Do you think games like these relieve your anxiety? Or
no,
do they cause
increase
it?
But they may be good for your brain. I think it's probably
very good for your brain. Yeah.
That's like a brain builder.
Yeah. And as you can see, you could play together, too, with some help.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's teamwork.
Yeah. The rules.
I got one that's a word game.
Ooh.
But it's also a kind of a design game. And, you know, remember last time you did the show, were you here when you wore a giant marigold hat and I wore a giant leak?
Yeah, it was way better than this hat. I mean, let's be honest.
Let's be fair.
Let's be fair. I'm not asking for
that
this.
That was sent to me by some folks from Wales because we were celebrating St. David's Day, the name day of the saint of Wales or what a patron saint of Wales. These folks are Marshmallow and they have an app. And they came and they showed me the app and I said, I love this. It's called Word Whiz.
I enjoyed meeting them when they were here, too.
Did you meet them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Marshmallow Entertainment. Mm-hmm. So, I have played a few more levels, but let's start with the easy level so that you can get an idea of what the game is. Okay, we'll start at the very, very beginning. This is as easy as you can get. So, you see, we have to follow a pattern, and we have to start by making a word. Where are we? What's going on?
Ooh.
Okay. Okay, now we...
Any word?
You connect it, and it could be any word, but it's very important. Pick wisely, because you have to now use the last letter of that word.
Oh.
So I'll do T-E-N. Okay, and then, but this is, you're going to say, well, what's so hard about that, N-O-T, because it's, this is pretty easy looking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
T-A-P. Now, you're doing it timed also. Mm-hmm. If you like word games, this is, oops, not P-U-P, pup, mm-hmm. and then P-E-A. So that's kind of kindergarten level.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, they timed me, so I only got one star because I neither got the targeted points nor the targeted time. You get points by using, by making tougher words. Now, it's going to get harder, and it gets harder fast.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay. So, D-O-G, this is still, this is only three. Imagine, in fact, I could go back, and let's go back to the very tippity top and show you. If I go back here, it can get very hard. You want to try a six letter?
Yes, I do.
You're crazy. Crazy. Okay, so you see, it's more like a crossword puzzle now, because that's going to be in the middle, right? B-A-S-K-E-T.
Good word.
Okay. And then I got to do something with a T in the middle. So you kind of have to plan this out.
Gotten?
Gotten. Ill, like ill-gotten gain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. And ending with an N is good. You don't want to end with an X,
mm-hmm.
right? This is pretty easy, so only the last letter is going to count here. N-U-B-I-L-E. I don't know why I thought of that. And then we're going to go up here and say E-L, oops.
But it has to
it
be.
It ends with an E. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then it has to start with a letter where you can do a word that starts with a D.
Z-Z-L-E, because we're playing a puzzle. Now you see where we've gotten us ourselves here.
Yeah.
We have to begin with a, huh?
Gallop.
Oh, my nice. God. You're good at word
was
games.
Jeffrey Needles or Jason?
That's Jason. Jason's
good
our,
word.
Oh, but see, I screwed up because Z, oh, no.
Zebras. Good work. Got some
oh,
puzzlers.
Nice.
Some puzzle
nice.
Masters.
Only one star, though, because we didn't get the point goal or the time goal. We're close, though. We did
yeah.
it in a minute 13.
Mm-hmm.
If we've gotten a minute, we've got
to play together, as we've learned.
And that's fun, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So challenging, and it gets harder and harder. Yeah, that's we're still at a fairly easy level, with even with six. So that's fun. It's called Word Whiz.
And can you play with people in the world, like share?
I don't think so. Oh, I'm sorry. You will
Wi-Fi.
Be able to play Wi-Fi.
Coming soon.
Mm. That would be really fun. So if you have it on your iPad and I have it on mine.
Right, we could play it.
We'd alternate turns. That would be really fun.
I could try to mess you up
yes. by putting a tough word
in
there.
Yeah.
So if you like, crossword puzzles or, words with friends, this would be...
Wordle? Are you a fan of Wordle?
Wordle. Love Wordle.
I love Wordle.
I like word games. But see, I think you're supposed to mix it up. So, like, do both of these.
Mm-hmm.
So you do different parts of the brain. Colors, numbers,
yeah.
words, shapes. And that way your brain will swell. And your hats won't fit.
We should ask them if they are going to put that on the Apple Watch.
You could, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Little version of it.
Mm-hmm. They should.
I bet you they will.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We've concluded this. I thank you for filling in.
Thank you.
Sarah Lane will be back next week, and you'll be filling in for me next week.
Do you have any advice?
You're
for me?
A utility infielder. Yeah, you should do what I do. Don't prepare. Turn your brain off. Just sit here like a vegetable and slow Sarah down. She'll feel most at home.
Okay, good. I want her to feel comfortable. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be on Saturday, right after the Tech Guy show. About 2:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 Eastern time.
Well, we will miss you, Saturday. But I am looking forward to
and then we'll,
seeing Sarah.
Then Sarah and I will be back the week following. It'll all work out in the wash. We got plenty of hats left. Don't worry about that.
Endless
I know
supply
you might
of
be.
Hats.
Don't be worried.
Mm-hmm.
There's always the dollar store.
There is.
You look
true.
Just like Frank Sinatra if he were an ocelot.
What?
You know, the hat actually matches your scarf.
Oh, ocelot. It does, doesn't
it? Isn't that odd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, I think it's close.
I prefer the marigold hat, but...
I'll get you that for next time.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you next week on iPad Today.
Yeah.
I didn't get to this.
Oh.
We don't know why we do that.